There's Parshas Nasa, is the longest parsha in the Torah, 176 Pesukim. Tehillim, Perikuf Yates, 176 Pesukim. Bava Basra, the longest Mesechta, 176 Blatt. Kofayin Vav, okay. We'll start off with a famous marshal from the Chavetz Chaim in Perikei, Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk tells us, V'ish es kadoshav lo yiyu, ish ashayitein lakoyein lo yiyye. So Rashi explains, the Medrash Agada tells us, V'ish es kadoshav lo yiyu, misha ma'akev ma'israisov, one who holds back his ma'isr, ve'einoi na'isnon, and does not give it to the Kahanim, to the Levim, to the Aniyim, lo yiyu ha'maisrois. The end will be, ma'isrois will be his, Saif she'ein sadehu oisa ele echad me'asara she'hoisa lamud alasais. The end will be, his field will produce only 1/10 of what it usually produced. Ve'ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. If he doesn't give the mice to the Kohen, to the Levi, lo yiyu, the mice will come to him, he'll end up that his field will produce only 1/10 of what it produced, earlier. It's right next to the parasha of Saita. Right after Revi is the parasha of Saita. And Rashi brings down, what's the smichas aparshiyos? Why is the union of giving trumas and maisrois mentioned right before the parasha of Saita? And Rashi tells us, if a person thinks that he's going to be a chacham and not go to the kohen and not give trumas and maisrois, Chayecha, he's going to end up having to go to the Kayan with his Isha who becomes a Saita. If he doesn't want to go to the Kayan on good terms, he's going to end up going to the Kayan for trouble. So the Pasuk advises us the importance of giving the Trumas and Maisers to the Kayan. Chavetz Chaim brings down the famous marshal. The king once summoned Reuven to come to him, And Reuven, of course, is very nervous. Why is he being called to the king? He's afraid to go by himself. So he figures he'll ask his best friend Shimon for some moral support, and he'll ask Shimon to go along with him to the king. So Reuven visits Shimon, says, Shimon, please do me a favor. The king summoned me, and I need some moral support. I'm afraid to go by myself. Come and help me. And Shimon says, king, I can't go to the king, I'm sorry. But Reuven says, for me, you have to come. I can't go to the king. Reuven walks out, he's very disappointed. All right, he figures to go to another chaver, not such a close friend. Call him Levi. He says to Levi, "Do me a favor. Come to me to visit the king. I have to see the king. I don't know what it's all about. I'm scared to go. Please come with me." So Levi says, "I'll tell you the truth. I'm scared also to go see the king. I'll tell you what I'll do. Halfway, I'll walk you to the gate to the palace. But by the gate to the palace, I'll stop. I'm not going in any further past the gate to the palace. I'll walk you to the gates, and then I'm going to stop." Reuven's very disappointed. He needs someone to go with him. No, he figures he'll try one more person. Not a close friend, someone he just has an acquaintance with. And he says, Yehuda, please do me a favor. Come with me to the king. And to Reuven's surprise, Yehuda agrees and goes with him to the king. And it turns out he helps him out. He speaks well about Reuven. And the whole matter is resolved. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we don't realize what's important in life. Everybody thinks the Gashmis is important. The kesef, the gold and the silver is important. What happens after 120 years? After 120 years, what happens? A person's best friend, all his gold and all his silver, doesn't go with him. Can't go with him. Sorry. Even though the person was very attached to his gold, to his silver, to his money, it can't go with him after 120 years. It stays behind. His family, his friends, they can go with him up to the gate, up to the Beis HaKavaris. They can't go any further. After 120 years, they stop. But which friend goes with a person all the way to Shemayim after 120 years, all the mitzvahs that he did, the stalker that he gave, the truma, the maisim toivim that he did, that goes with the person. Sometimes a person doesn't realize what's really important. But lachameyav esmishoni, after 120 years, a person sees who his true friend is. The true friend is not the wealth that he had, is not the friends that he had, the shruach that he has, is all the mitzvahs, the maisim toivim that he did, that goes with him all the way to Shemayim after 120 years. V'ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. What does a person take with him? What's lo yiyu? What remains his kadoshav, the kedusha that he accomplished in this world? Pasuk 2 earlier, Perikei Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'svadu es chatosom asher osom. That a person who was moyel and he did an aveira, he should say vidoy for the aveira that he did. He brings a karban asham, and he pays back what he took, and his aveira is forgiven. Dumnu Magid says over a moshul, the pasuk says to say vidui. Vidui doesn't just mean saying the words. So the Dumnu Magid, there was once a shepherd, and he was watching his sheep, and the shepherd was a little bit lazy on the job, and he turned away, and before you know it, the sheep ran loose, and they ran into the garden of the prince. The prince had a castle nearby with a beautiful garden, and the sheep ran into the garden, and when the sheep ran loose in the garden, you can imagine the damage that they caused. And the shepherd was terrified of the prince, what's going to happen to him, because the sheep ran loose and destroyed the prince's garden. So his friends told him, don't worry about it, because you should know, a little while back, the same story happened. There was another shepherd, the sheep ran loose, and they ruined the prince's garden, and the shepherd went, and he bought the prince a nice present. He bought him a sack of sugar, he bought him a nice present, and he asked the prince for forgiveness, and the prince forgave him, and he gave him the sheep back, and everything was fine. So all you have to do is bring the prince a present, and everything will be fine. So the shepherd goes, and he buys the prince also a sack of sugar, and he comes up to the palace gates, and he asks to see the prince. They tell him the prince is away, he's not home. He says, good, do me a favor, just leave this for the prince. Tell him the shepherd left this for the prince, and he takes the sheep out of the garden, leave this behind for the prince. The prince comes back, and he looks at the garden, and he sees the garden is destroyed, ruined, and he sees a sack of sugar on the table. And he asks the guards, what happened? They tell him, the shepherd came in, gave you the sack, took a sheep out, and the prince is furious. Bring me that shepherd right now! And the guards go, and they bring him the shepherd, and the prince is furious, what happened to my garden? How dare you ruin my garden? And the shepherd says, why are you so upset? Didn't this happen to you a little while back? And they gave you a sack of sugar. I gave you the same sack of sugar. Why are you so upset for? And the prince says, you think I need a sack of sugar? You think the sack of sugar means much to me? I don't need your sack of sugar. The first shepherd, when he brought the sack, he came in with his head bent down. He came in and he apologized. He asked for forgiveness. It won't happen again. And he explained why it happened, the mistake that he made, and how he won't do it again, and how he'll make sure in the future to be more careful. And he came in asking forgiveness. Him I forgave. But a person like you who just walks in and dumps the present down and puts the present down, and I think that that's enough. Without asking forgiveness, that's not enough. If anything, it makes it even worse. So the Dunu Magid, this Vadu. When a person says Vidui, Vidui doesn't just mean, I did an Aveir. Vidui means is Charato. Vidui means a person feels sorry for what he did. A person comes to ask Mechila, a person asks forgiveness, a person realizes his mistake. He realizes what he did wrong, and will try in the future not to do it again. Vidui doesn't mean just, here, I did the Aveira. Vidui giving a present. Vidui means that a person understands and has charata for what he did, and is mechila, and is mechila v'salich. Right after the parsha of Saita, we come to the parsha of Nozir. And Rashi explains, the Gemara tells us, why is the parsha of Saita and Nozir next to each other? Kol aroya Saita b'kukulo yazer atzmai min hayayin. Anyone who sees a Saita, the Kukula, a Saita being ruined, a Saita being going through the whole procedure in the Beis HaMikdash, will stay away from wine. Because wine leads a person to do an Aveira. A person drinks wine, a person doesn't think clearly, he acts a little bit differently, and drinking wine can lead a person to doing Aveiras. So one who sees a Saita, the whole procedure of the Saita, and what the Saita has to undergo, and the embarrassment she has to suffer, the Nazir, a person will become a Nazir and separate himself from drinking wine. L'maisa, at the end of the day, the Nazir brings a chatas. You look at the Karbonos, and Nazir brings, after he finishes his Nazirus, Perek Vav, in Pasuk Yitches, Yites, Chof, the Pasuk tells us the Karbonos that he brings, and the Pasuk says the Nazir brings a chatas. The question is, why does the Nazir bring a chatas? What aveira did the Nazir do to bring a chatas? For Pasuk Yudalev, V'hekir is Karbonos Hashem, Keves Meshnos Etomim Echad Ha'ilo, the Nazir brings an Ailo, the Chafsa Achas Bas Shnosa Tmim Lachatos, he brings a Chatos, and the Ailo Echad Tomim Ushlamim, the Nazir brings a Shlamim. An Ailo, I understand. A Shlamim, also. A Chatos? What Aveira did the Nazir do? If anything, the Nazir is Kaidish. Yazir Atzma Minayayin. The Nazir took upon himself to become a Nazir in order to wash himself, not to drink wine, to become Kaidish. The daddy brings a Chatos. What did the Nazir do wrong? So Rashi earlier brings down the famous Rosh of Rabbi Loza Kappa. Rabbi Loza Kappa Reimer, the Nazir brings a Chatos, Shetzir atzmoy min hayayin. He held himself back from drinking wine. Hashem created wine in this world to be used in the right way, for a person to enjoy and use the right way, and he held himself back from enjoying wine that Hashem created in this world for a person to enjoy. For that, he has to bring a chatos. He held himself back from drinking wine. For that, he has to bring a chatos. I saw another pshat. He brings a chatos because by becoming a nazir, he held himself back from doing mitzvahs. He can't bury a mace. He can't be mamava mace. He can't make kiddush aliyah, and he can't do any mitzvah associated with wine. He can't do any mitzvah associated with a mace. Since he prevented himself from doing those mitzvahs, for that he needs to bring a kapara, he needs to bring a chatos. The Gemara, however, in the Dorim, the Gemara learns that one who fasts is called a chayte. The Gemara learns that a kal v'chomer, madach nazir, who only held himself back from wine, brings a chatos, alachas kama v'kama, hayoyishay b'taynis. One who fasts, nikra chayte, is called a sinner, is called a chayte. Gemara in the Dorim, daf yud. Now, some sefer is very bothered. Is becoming a nazir good or not good? The pasuk seems to say kodesh yeh. He's called kodesh. On the other hand, he brings a chatos. I think Moro learns that one who sits betainus is called a chayte. So, what level is a nazir on? Is he a chayte? Is he a kodesh? Should a person fast? Should a person hold himself back or not? What should a person do? And the Chassam Sofer answers, which is both there, my others also. The Lashon, the Gemara, and the Dorim is called Hayoyshei B'tainis. Whoever sits B'tainis. It doesn't say call Hamas'ana, whoever fasts, but whoever is Yoyshei B'tainis. A person's job, a person's goal in this world is to rise, not to stay in one place. Malachim are called Omdim. They stand in one place. They're stationary. Malachim cannot improve themselves. People, on the other hand, are put here in this world in order to rise and grow and improve themselves. A person who sits stationary in one place is not fulfilling his tafkid in this world. Hayyoshay b'taynis, the goal of a taynis, or the goal of a nazir, is to become kaidish. By holding himself back, the idea is to make himself kaidish and to elevate himself. But if a person fasts and he's a yoshay, if he sits in one place, he doesn't use the taynis to elevate himself. Just the opposite. He remains stationary, he sits in one place, he doesn't use it to elevate himself. That's the person who's called a chayte. The Rambam writes, the tachlis of a tainis, the purpose of a tainis, is lo'ir halavavos l'tshuva, to arouse the hearts to do tshuva, a person's heart to do tshuva. But a person who fasts and doesn't feel any asairus, he's a yoshev v'tainis, that's the person who's called a chayte. So a nazir, or one who fasts, it could go either way. It depends on what the person accomplishes, what he uses it for. A person who holds himself back from wine, and because of that, he's able to grow in Kedusha, Kodesh. A person who fasts and he's able to grow, Kodesh. But a person who remains stationary, or the opposite, by fasting, it makes him weak, and he can't accomplish, and he wastes the day away because he's fasting, then forget. A person like that is not supposed to fast.
Rashi says, what does that mean?
Partially sees the embarrassment of the site in the basic Mikdash, the whole procedure.
When everybody was supposed to see it, and everybody was supposed to watch it.
So, he had this iris. He felt the need.
But
Yaza
Atzma
Minayayin. Yaza
Atzma, he should.
Okay, it depends. Well, Maisi brings a chatas at the end of the day. That you can't argue. So that could be either because he held himself back from doing the mitzvahs, but Maisi, there is an Indian of Kedusha. There is an Indian of Kedusha also. I don't know if it means everyone's supposed to do it, or a person who feels the need for it. Not everyone who saw the site became a nazir. A person who feels the need for it, and he needs the shmira, should become a nazir. You know, it's brought down in many svarim that when a person does teshuva, a person should fast. The idea of fasting. But the Gedolim bring down that as man hazeh, it's not advisable, because for karet, when we fast, we sleep away the whole day. A person has no kayach, and a person wastes away the whole day. Somebody once asked the disciple how we should do teshuva for whatever the avera was. And he suggested to the stipler he would fast. And the stipler told him, don't fast. Take out a mesech that he learned and chazer it over. Go over a mesech that he learned and chazer it over, and that will be equal to many tanaisim. So he asked the stipler, why? The stipler said, because it's very difficult for a person to chazer. People always like to learn something new. To go back and review is very difficult to review. Go ahead and use a kaychis and review. And by reviewing over the mesechta, chazing over the mesechta, that will be a kapara for you, like many tanaisim. better for us to learn, dedicate some extra time to learning instead of fasting. We'll accomplish more by learning and grow instead of sitting and fasting and making ourselves weak. So this kedusha in doing tshuva, a person has to know the approach to take. The Shem Yishmol says a very interesting idea. Shem Yishmol brings down that there are three surim of a nazir. One is the isser of drinking wine. One is the isser of cutting his hair, shaving his hair. And one is the isser of becoming tomei to a mace. Those are the three surim of the nazir. This is Shem Yishmol. Why does he become a nazir? He saw the soita b'kukula. He's afraid of the ataivis, the aveiris of this world. A person can do an aveira with dibur, maiso, machshav, with speech, action, and with thought. The head represents machshava. The head represents a thought. Where's the brain of a person? In his head. So the idea of not shaving the head is the idea of guarding the machshava. Watching the machshava shouldn't think Yehuri Aveira. The idea of not drinking wine, the Gemara tells us, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasoid, person drinks wine, all the secrets come out. Dibur, watch what you say. Be careful. Don't drink wine. Don't let out all the secrets. Watch what you say. Don't drink wine. Dibur. And mace, not to come to a mace, a maisa. Don't become actively tamei. A person should watch his maisa and his actions and not become involved actively in the taivis of Olam Hazeh and become tamei. So when a person becomes a nazir, he's watching himself b'dibur, b'maisa, u'v'machshav. A nazir at the end of his nazirus brings three karbonos. An oila, a chatos, and a shlomim. The oila, an oila is a kapara for machshav. An oila comes for hirur alev. A person who has bad machshavos, the kapara is to bring an oila. So he brings an oila at the end of the Naziris, a kapara for machshavas that he had that he was not supposed to. The chatos comes from maisa. A person who does an aveira actively brings a chatos. The chatos comes from maisa. The shlomim comes for dibur. Because the shlomim is nasa shalom ba'olam. The shlomim is a carbon that brings peace in the world because the ba'olam meets from the carbon, the kahana meets from the shlomim, everybody has a shlomim. Dibur sort of involves maisa and machshava. Before a person speaks, he has to think what he's saying. When he speaks, he's actually doing a maisa. He's moving his lips. Dibur is the combination of maisa and machshava together. It combines the two together. The shlomim combines everybody together by bringing shalom into the world, and bringing the shlomim is a kapara for the dibur. So the nazir watches himself from maisa, machshava, and dibur, and he brings the karbonos at the end of the nazirus as a kapara for maisa, machshava, and dibur. A little bit later in the parasha, we have Birchas Kayanim. The pasuk tells us in Perik Vav, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Daber Aaron vel bonav leima, kai sevaruchos b'nei Yisrael omor lehem. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, tell them to bench b'nei Yisrael, omor lehem, say to them. The words omor lehem seem to be extra. Omor lehem. Good. What does it mean omor lehem? Rashi says they all should listen, they all should have to say the bracha with kavono, b'leif sholem. But what's the omor lehem? To them, to b'nei Yisrael, who's the omor lehem? And the Dibur Magid says over a very nice marshal. There was once a father who had a son who was not behaving properly and was causing many problems in the house. And the father had no choice but to send his son out, to chase the son out of the house. And the father chases his son out of the house. A few months go by, and now it's winter time, and it's freezing cold outside, and his son has no coat. He has no shoes. And he's out sleeping on a park bench, and he has no protection at all. And the son meets one of his father's friends, and he says, do me a favor. Please speak to my father for me, and ask him to send me a coat and some shoes. I should have some protection from the cold of the winter. And he says, fine. And the friend goes and speaks to the father and says, I met your son, and I want you to know he's very cold. He needs a coat and shoes. Have a little rachmanis on him. And send him, I'll bring it over, send to him some clothing and some shoes. The father says to the friend, if you want to have rachmanis on my son, you bring him the coat, you give him the coat and the shoes. So the friend says, I don't understand, you're his father. Why should I be the one who should sponsor the coat and the shoes? You're his father. The father says, no, I meant to say is, if you want me to give him the coat and the shoes, speak to my son and tell him to apologize and mend his ways, and do tshuva, repent, and change his ways, and then I'll be able to give him the coat and the shoes. You want to be a good friend, that's how to get it to him, not just to give it to him. If you want him to have the clothing and the shoes, speak to him, give him some musa, and have him change his ways, and as soon as he shows that he's sorry for what he did, he's willing to change his ways, I'll be glad to give him the coat and the shoes that he needs. Same is true. Hashem wants to send brachas to Bnei Yisrael. Hashem wants to bench us all. The brachas all belong to Hashem. Kois varuchus Bnei Yisrael. There's a slight problem. Are we roi for a bracha or not? Are we all roi for a bracha? Are we all deserving of a bracha or not? What madrig are we on that we're deserving of the Kahanim's bracha that Hashem sends to us through the Kahanim? Omr lehem. When the Kahanim duchin, they turn around. They start off facing the Aron Kodesh, and as they duchin, before they finish the bracha, the Kahanim turn around and they face the Tzibur. Omr lehem, say to them, the Kahanim is speaking to us. And the Kahanim say, you want to be ready for the bracha? Hear a tshuva. Do tshuva for the avers that you did. Make yourself eligible for the bracha. We're about to give you a bracha straight from Hashem. Kais baruch hu b'nei Yisrael. You want to be ready for the bracha? Mend your ways. Do tshuva, and then you'll be zaycha to all the brachas that Hashem sends. Omr lehem, say to b'nei Yisrael, be ready for the bracha. Make yourself roi and eligible for the bracha that the Kahanim are about to give.